the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. Ride was the first woman, first American woman in space. And when she went out there, she blazed a trail out into the stars for women in science and in women in technology, inspiring not only American girls, but girls around the world. Last night, we got the very sad news that Dr. Ride passed away after a brave fight against pancreatic cancer.
There's Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski speaking on the floor of the Senate about the death of Sally Ride, who passed away this week after a battle with pancreatic cancer. She was 61. The death of Sally Ride is number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Survey. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. We'll be reviewing all the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 27th of July. We'll take this next hour to review all top 10 hits determined by the folks at Talkers.com. And this week, Sally Ride passing is in the number 10 spot. At number 9 on the countdown, the phone hacking scandal in England. Hosts Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler talked to ABC's Tom Rivers about criminal charges being filed in that case.
Britain's phone hacking scandal taking a bit of a dramatic turn with the filing of criminal charges against 8 people, including a one-time confidant of media mogul Rupert Murdoch and a former aide to Prime Minister David Cameron.
Boy, this one's been going on, as you well know, for months and months and months. We knew that they probably would come forward, and the announcement from the Crown Prosecution Service, they looked at 13 of the top key individuals. They said, well, we think that there's enough evidence there on 8, so we're going forward with the criminal prosecutions on those 8.
Well, Rebecca Brooks is obviously the leading person. She was Rupert Murdoch's protege. Is she kind of the biggest fish in the scandal?
She's a pretty big fish, yeah, but there's another one that's, I guess, almost as big, Andy Colston. He was also at one time an editor of the now-defunct News of the World tabloid here, but he then moved on to become communications director for Prime Minister David Cameron, which, one, is very embarrassing to the government, and it raises a whole slew of questions. What kind of vetting, if any, did the Cameron people do before Colston was brought on board?
This goes back to early in the 2000s, correct?
Yeah, they look at the one chunk of time, 2000 to 2006. Now, could they have even gone a little bit further on either side? Possibly, but they figured they had enough information, enough email traffic, et cetera, to feel pretty strong about that. And over that particular time, they're looking at the possibility that at least 600 people had their communications bugged and had gone into people like Brad Pitt, all kinds of politicians over here. So, yeah, there's a lot of information. It is a mountain, if you will, of information they have to go through. But they think they have enough to make a case.
Did the list include politicians and entertainers? Is there any particular target for who was involved in this?
No, it was just, you know, whoever can make good copy. That's kind of the bottom line. That's what it looks like, at least at the outset here. And also, if you think back, the thing that really got the ball rolling, rumored to be going on for quite some time, and it didn't raise a whole lot of eyebrows here until it came out that there were allegations that they also broke into the communications of a cell phone that belonged to a teenage girl here who was later found to have been killed, murdered. And that really was the line that the British public said, you have just jumped over that one. We don't like this at all. And that's really what got the ball rolling here as far as the investigation goes.
Tom, how deep is Rupert Murdoch's involvement in this? I guess the question might be beg to be asked, what did he know and when did he know it, if at all?
Well, again, we've heard him in the parliamentary committee. Basically, he said he didn't know much. He stood back. In his words, it was a small part of his empire. Basically, a lot of the senior members in the Murdoch British print empire basically took the same line. Nobody wanted to take the hit on this thing. I don't know. You know, it's below me. Well, we'll see where that plays out in the criminal courts now, probably sometime next year.
Coming up, Obamacare, White House leaks, and the battle between Chick-fil-A and gay marriage, all up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
The war had been gone for 2 years and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Continuing the hot hits in talk radio, number countdown, the ongoing fight over Obamacare, host Tracy Lundeen talking to medical analyst Dan Conrad about why some Democrats are breaking rank to try to repeal the president's health care plan.
I don't want to get political with this because you're a business person and this isn't about politics, but on the way in this morning, I was listening to a show where there had been a Democratic representative on the radio who had voted against this bill in Congress because he has an overwhelming number of seniors in his district. This immediately put out a red flag to me. Why would a guy from the political party of the president who's hailing this bill, as the party is, vote against it because he has a lot of seniors in his district? Why is this bill potentially troublesome for seniors?
Mainly because the provisions in the bill require expenditures on the part of the federal government, and we all know that the money the federal government gets to spend comes from us.
Car washes and fundraisers.
Yeah, right.
The government does.
Obama car wash, for example. No, the idea is in order to pay for the provisions in the bill, the users in some cases will be assessed taxes or pay for it one way or the other. And those who don't even use it will find themselves paying for it. And in particular, as it pertains to Medicare beneficiaries, there is a fairly large chunk of money, $500 million, that has been essentially earmarked to contribute to the provisions in the Affordable Care Act. And in particular, that has to do with the Medicare Advantage plans, and apparently the party in the White House and the administration particularly is not looking favorably upon a certain type of Medicare plan called Medicare Advantage, otherwise known as Part C. Yes.
Okay.
Medicare Advantage plans have worked fairly well for about 25% of people on Medicare right now. So that represents over 10 million people. And, in fact, one of the provisions calls for the elimination of Part C.
The item at number 7 is a different kind of a battle. Chick-fil-A, the restaurant, versus gay marriage. Host John Sylvester thinks the cities of Chicago and Boston are going too far by trying to ban the fast food chain because of the political views of the company's owner.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel vowing to stop Chick-fil-A from opening in Chicago because the owner of Chick-fil-A is against gay marriage. Thomas Menino, mayor of Boston, is vowing to keep Chick-fil-A out of the city in Massachusetts. I support equal rights for marriage. I think everyone has a right to be miserable.
Hear, hear.
I do. I think it's discriminatory. But I also think it's discriminatory to ban a restaurant because of the political beliefs of its owner. If Chick-fil-A were discriminating in hiring practices, I would absolutely say you could stop them from coming into a city. But because the owner expressed an opinion on a political view, you're going to stop them from coming into a city? Really? That strikes me as un-American. It does. To hear Rahm Emanuel, that's not Chicago values. You're not. Really? The owner of Chick-fil-A is against gay marriage, and he thinks God's going to shake his fist at gay marriage. Should a city be able to stop Chick-fil-A from coming into a city because of the owner's views on a social issue?
White House leaks number 6 on the countdown from Fox, John Scott and Brett Baer on a warning about the dangers posed by the information that's been leaked to the press from the White House.
The warning comes from the head of the U.S. Special Operations Command, Admiral William McRaven. The leaks he's talking about include a cyber attack on Iran and an Al-Qaeda plot to place a bomb aboard a U.S.-bound airliner, all revealed in the media. McRaven making those remarks at the Aspen Security Forum last night, the annual conference bringing together the top minds on national security. Here's what McRaven said to the group. We need to do the best we can to clamp down, because sooner or later it is going to cost people their lives, or it is going to cost us our national security. There seem to be a lot of people on Capitol Hill who feel the same way, Brett.
John, there are, and it's a growing list, actually, of Democrats and Republicans who have a real problem with how these stories have come out and what exactly the implications of all of that have been. I talked to the House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Mike Rogers, who said that the White House, and specifically President Obama, need to step up in cooperating on this investigation.
They need to say, listen, I'm in this thing fully. You get to talk to anybody that you want. I will give you phone records. I will give you calendars. I will give you the opportunity for these individuals that you have some suspicions about, orders that they can fully disclose the context of those conversations.
Are they not saying that now?
That's just clearly not happening.
He said it's not happening and went on to say that there are some real implications worldwide that he is seeing as far as people wanting and now not wanting to cooperate with the U.S. on an intelligence basis.
Up next on the countdown, Syria and London are the focus. Two different reasons, of course. We'll be back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. Number five of the countdown is what's going on in Syria. Host Tommy Tucker with CBS Middle East correspondent Tula Vlaho. They talk about the rumored stockpile of chemical weapons all over Syria.
The amount of chemical weapons that Syria has, and the opportunity or the propensity for the Syrian government to use them or not to be able to maintain control of those chemical weapons. So if you could, Tula, give us, please, a chemical weapons 101 when it comes to Syria.
Well, Syria admitted, and perhaps this was intentionally or unintentionally, admitted it does have chemical weapons from nerve gas to cyanide. How much, it's really unclear at this point. Nobody has seen them to be able to verify it, but it did admit it. So that is a concern, particularly for Israel, and that's why you saw the gas masks. Israel in particular is afraid that Syria's chemical weapons will find their way to their ally in Lebanon, and that's the group Hezbollah. Hezbollah in many Western countries, including the United States, is considered a terrorist group, arch enemy of Israel. And that is the big concern for Israel right now, that those chemical weapons may at some point get into the hands of the Hezbollah group. They're more secure in the knowledge that Syria has them, and they're not being moved out of Syria. And for Syria to use them, it would be stepping over a red line, and that is something they have been told even by their ally, Russia.
Number four in the countdown, the start of the Summer Olympics. Steve Scott talking to Congressman Steve Israel of New York about a move by members of Congress to get the International Olympic Committee to do something in the memory of the Israeli coaches and athletes who were killed at the Olympics in Munich 40 years ago.
Congressman, you and some of your fellow representatives held a moment of silence on the House floor.
We did. I led a bipartisan moment of silence. We had over 17 of my colleagues from throughout the country who held a moment of silence to commemorate the murders of 11 Israelis at the Munich Olympics 40 years ago. I'm sorry to say that we had to have that moment of silence in Washington, D.C., because the International Olympic Committee has refused to have a moment of silence at the Olympics in London. We've asked them on a bipartisan basis. All we're asking for is 1 minute, just 1 minute, and they've rejected our request.
Have you heard yet a good explanation from the IOC as to why they won't take 1 minute in the opening ceremonies to honor the Munich victims?
We have asked the IOC in letters. We asked them by introducing a bipartisan act of Congress for an explanation. They refuse to give us any explanation other than they will not honor our request. And quite honestly, I think by not honoring our request, the IOC is sweeping the memory of the murdered Israelis under a rug.
Congressman, I'll ask bluntly, would you go so far as to say anti-Semitism is rearing its ugly head here?
I would go so far as to say hypocrisy and a double standard is rearing its head. I hate to say this, but there's something in me that suggests that if the athletes were any other athletes but Israeli, the IOC may have reached a different conclusion. It pains me to say that. I'm a fan of the Olympics, a supporter of the Olympics. I want to be able to watch the Olympics. It pains me to have to say that the IOC has decided, without any reasonable explanation, in fact, with no explanation, simply to reject our request for just 60 seconds to commemorate what happened 40 years ago.
Again, would you call this anti-Semitism, sir?
You know, I don't like to easily subscribe anti-Semitic motives, to people or to decisions. I think that question is best left to the members of the IOC. I do think it is against the memory of those who were killed and against the wishes of people who believe that the Olympics should just take 60 seconds, at least 60 seconds, in a moment of silence to pay tribute to those who lost their lives.
Summer Olympics, the fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. So recapping from number 10, the death of Sally Ride, 9, the phone hacking scandal in England, Obamacare is 8, Chick-fil-A and gay marriage number 7, White House leak 6, Syria is number 5, Summer Olympics 4, and if you stick around for just a few moments, numbers 3, 2, and 1 are coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown next.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
And now, the Old Navy back-to-school uniform special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to chew them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our weekly review of what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. The top 10 items. We're up to number 3, the aftermath of the sanctions and fines levied against Penn State. Host John Curley and Owen Murphy talked about a former president of Penn State who now claims he was abused as a child and would definitely have intervened if he really knew what Jerry Sandusky was doing.
The former president of Penn State, Spanier. He said that he was victimized as a child. And I guess the second part of that is there's no way I would have let this happen if I had known about it.
Right.
So you pull the old victim blanket up over you, and then you're able to say, well, listen, I know what these kids went through. I would never let this happen because I know what it is to be abused as a child. So you don't buy it.
I'm not the bad guy, he's saying. I'm a victim.
I'm a victim, too. Not of that guy, but someone just like Jerry Sandusky. So don't come after me on this. If I had known, because I too was victimized, I would have never let this stand under my rule. You don't buy it.
Do I buy it? I don't think it's the right thing to say right now. And I think when you listen to Louis Freeh's the conclusions he comes to, former FBI director who led this investigation, right, he doesn't buy it. You know, this guy's making excuses in public to make himself either feel better or look better or both. You know?
Yeah, I think you go for the sympathy vote on this one because the emails are quite telling that they went through and they found on this. They knew what was going on. They knew about it in 98. They didn't do anything about it because it's just too much at hand. There's too much, way too much at stake. So off it went. I think it's a bit of a smokescreen, and it does try to put people off the path on this guy. And to be able to bring it up now, it seems disingenuous. I don't really know much more about it other than the fact that he's now saying that I, too, was abused as a child, so therefore I'm sensitive to these kids and I would never let this happen. Well, then why didn't you do more? If anything, there's so much to take that, form a great big Play-Doh hammer out of it and hit him in the head with it and say, well, wait a minute. If you were abused as a child, then you should be empathetic, as we all should be, but you even more so than anybody else. Then why didn't you do anything when they brought this to your attention?
I didn't know.
I was abused. Did I mention I was abused as a child?
If I would have known, I would have done something.
You did know. Here's an email. They knew. You knew. Who's president of the NCAA?
Mark Emmert.
Thank you. his comment the other day, saying that you know, the reason they didn't give the whole program the death penalty is because they felt that it would cause too many problems for everybody, and the repercussions down the line would be too devastating. I'm sort of paraphrasing. What did he say again?
After much debate, however, we concluded that the sanctions needed to reflect our goals of driving cultural change as much as apply punitive actions. Suspension of the football program would bring with it significant unintended harm to many who have nothing to do with this case.
Do you understand why that is? Well, Title IX.
Yeah. I knew that. Because the $75 million that comes in, that's the net out of the football. All that money trickles down.
Oh, absolutely.
It goes down to everybody. I mean, that's the big vacuum cleaner. And then it rolls on down to all the sports that nobody attends. Yeah, you got to support that. But don't forget, he's saying that it's, you know, unintended consequences. I'll tell you, this is going to devastate the community of Happy Valley.
Here's host Joe O'Reilly with crisis communications expert Angela Hale about what's going on at Penn State and trying to figure out if they'll ever be able to repair the damage.
If you're called into Penn State, how long do you think it would take to rebuild their rep? I mean, could it take a decade?
It will take about a 10-year period, I believe, to fully restore the reputation. And a case like this is such unprecedented proportion, there will always be, I think, a line that says Penn State, Joe Paterno, you know, pedophile on campus who sexually assaulted children. And so, unfortunately, just as it is in the American public today, that is going to be something that's going to be remembered about Penn State. Hopefully, something to this magnitude will never happen again. But the main problem the university has is could have done something 14 years ago, and they chose not to.
Yeah, isn't it curious, though, Angela, that, you know, still when we talk about the Penn State problem in the context of, you know, it really is a university cover-up. I mean, the president was involved, other people in the administration. It's still largely on the football program. Would the university be smart to distance itself from athletics?
Well, I think what they need to do is put athletics into perspective. Athletics and football, with Joe Paterno as this legendary figure for nearly five decades on the campus, became the identity of the campus. The university actually has excellent academic programs, is excellent in research, and really emphasizes and is a leading institution across the nation in many of those areas. But it has allowed football and one person to dominate everything about its image. And whenever something like that happens, there is if that legacy and that reputation is damaged, then it damages the entire university. And that's essentially what's happened. At most universities, you don't have a coach that lasts nearly 50 years.
Right.
And so everything about that university is not tied up in one man. But when you have a man who preaches success with honor, and that's what he's preached over the years, and you're not practicing what you preach, you have a pedophile on campus and is sexually assaulting little boys on the campus, then you do not have success with honor.
That leads us to number two, the presidential race. You can almost figure from that what's going to be number one. We'll get to both of them on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention women, finally there is an anti-wrinkle cream that works instantly, and you're invited to try it risk-free. Youthful Gold is the answer to wrinkles that you've been waiting for. No matter how deep your lines are, Youthful Gold will fade your wrinkles from view in just minutes. This miracle cream combines real 24-karat gold with new anti-aging particles. Watch in amazement as Youthful Gold works on deep forehead wrinkles, crow's feet, laugh lines, under-eye creases. Wherever your wrinkles are, Youthful Gold will help you look years younger instantly. And today, you can try it risk-free. When you call now, you'll get a tube of Youthful Gold to instantly reduce the look of your wrinkles. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll double your supply. That's two tubes of Youthful Gold. But hurry, this offer won't last. Just call 1-800-417-1351. That's 1-800-417-1351. Call 1-800-417-1351.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy Uniform Event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
We're up to number two on this week's countdown, the ongoing presidential race, the blitz back and forth of advertising negative. Speaking of blitz, Wolf Blitzer talking to analyst Gloria Borgia about Mitt Romney's chilly reception in London after he criticized the Londoners as not being ready for the Olympics.
Gloria, this was supposed to be sort of a victory lap for Romney to remind people of his success at turning around the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City. But now, will Romney's campaign live to regret this trip to London?
Well, it depends on how it all turns out, how the European trip turns out. Well, this isn't going the way they'd intended. As you said, it was supposed to be a victory lap. And even later today, the mayor of London mentioned Romney, saying he wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready? So he was being ribbed by the mayor of London. He seems to me had a pretty uncomfortable conversation with David Cameron, the prime minister. I wasn't in the room. But this trip was supposed to remind all of us back here that Mitt Romney ran a very successful Olympics in 2002, that he came into a scandal-plagued Olympics that was about $400 million in debt, and that at the other end, it turned out to be incredibly successful and ended up in the black. So this was supposed to be the reminder to us. And by the way, Wolf, also, it was an Olympics that came after 9/11 with a real security problem and wound up being just fine. So when you heard Romney's comments about security, I thought back to his own Olympics where he had a security problem and managed to overcome it. But clearly Cameron was not happy.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say the Salt Lake City Games, he did an excellent job organizing those games. Besides the Olympics, what's the rest of this overseas trip supposed to accomplish for the Republican candidate?
Well, it's supposed to put him on the international stage. You know, the one area where he has a real deficit against President Obama is the question of ability on foreign policy. So these conversations with international leaders are supposed to put him on that stage, much in the same way as candidate Barack Obama did back in July 2008. Of course, he had a couple hundred thousand people at an audience in Berlin, as you see there. I don't think Mitt Romney is going to have that, but he is going to go to Israel, as you well know, and in Israel, they're making a really big point, and in fact, probably an indirect slap at President Obama, who has not been back in Israel since he was candidate Obama, and Jewish voters have had some problems with President Obama in terms of Mideast policy, and they don't like the fact that he hasn't visited Israel since he's become president. And so that's kind of a, you know, it's a clear message from the Romney campaign that he's there.
Yeah, because a lot of Israel supporters, they say the president had the time to go to Cairo, he had the time to go to Istanbul in Turkey, yet he didn't have the time to go to Israel, so they're upset about that. He did go to Israel several times as a senator. He was there
and
4 years ago as a candidate, and his campaign now says he will be there if he's reelected. He promises to make a visit to Israel.
Here's host Michael Berry talking about a Romney advisor telling British reporters that President Obama doesn't understand the special relationship America has with England.
If a Romney advisor did in fact tell the Daily Telegraph and in fact tell the Brits that Obama doesn't understand the special and unique relationship between the United States and Great Britain, is that such a bad thing? I find it to be true. If you actually read Barack Obama's book, you'll see that he does not respect the special relationship between Great Britain and the United States of America, a relationship that has defined our very being at least since the American Civil War. It is the single most important alliance that the United States has. Our place in the world has been defined for most of the last 160 years through our close relationship, the inviolable bonds between the United States and Great Britain. It was upon that bond that we fought World Wars I and II. The country with whom we split in order to create the United States of America, not in its current form, but close enough, the country that burned our White House in 1812, and gave us one of the greatest symphony pieces, at least in American history, was in fact our cousins, our brethren. But more important than that is a strategic relationship between the two nations as it related to the rest of the world. The United States of America and Great Britain are tied at the hip. That's our most important ally and always has been for well over a century.
Here's host Joe Crummy talking about the reasons he's sure that President Obama will be reelected.
I'm not voting for him. It's not my guy. He wasn't in 2008, and he's not my guy now. Number one, you have to understand, it's not Obama's argument that everything is good. If you think about both candidates, they're both saying it sucks. Obama's smart. He's not going to try to tell you things are good. He's really smart. He knows things suck. So what is his argument? His argument is this. Things totally suck right now, but you know what? They would have sucked even more had I not been here. Look what I've done. I spent that $1 trillion on the stimulus. And by the way, none of those Republicans voted for it, by the way. Not one of them. Unless I did that, it would have been even worse than it is right now. So you need me. My job is not yet finished. It would be worse if I wasn't here. Yes, it sucks. You don't like this? It would have been even worse. And he'll follow up that by saying, and you know what? I want to fix it, but they won't let me. That's what he's in that. If you listen closely to the narrative, that's what he's talking about. He'll say, I'm trying to do health care. And what are they trying to do? They're taking votes left and right, trying to repeal it and screw it up and take it to the courts. Everything we fought for, they want to take down. And the things that I've accomplished, I've done through executive order. I've done an end run around those evil Republicans who are trying to stop me. On immigration, that was an executive order. Those right-wing whatevers, they wouldn't let me do a damn thing. So what did I say? I directed Janet Napolitano to start playing some prosecutorial discretion when it comes to some of my good peeps, those young dreamers that just want a better life and all that. I want an end run around those evil people. I need your help. That's what he says. And number three, the third reason why I believe Obama is going to win is that he tells a better narrative, expressing the anger and the frustration. Both candidates, if you listen closely, their job above anything else, I'm not even talking hope and change and all that crap, their job right now is to articulate the anger and the frustration of the American public. And each guy is doing his best to tell you a story. That is a narrative. And I believe that the president is a better storyteller. And this is the funny thing, the irony is that didn't we just have some audio a couple of days ago? The president said, I wish I was a better storyteller. What that means is, I'm really good at telling stories. Oh, I wish I were better. You ever see those really beautiful beauty queens? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I look so awful. You know what I'm talking about? And they're deadpan gorgeous. Oh, look at that. I look so fat in that dress. And you're looking at him going, wow, are you kidding me? Look, I wish I was a better storyteller. The president's like some hottie in a really great dress, looking at her picture, going, oh, I can't believe how fat I look. I wish I was a better storyteller. Because what he really means is, I'm the best, and he is.
That leaves us number one, and you might have expected, the shooting in Colorado is in the focus next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one of the countdown, the shooting in Aurora. Host Rob Schilling talked to a caller about what he thinks would may have happened if somebody in the theater had a gun when the shooter came in and opened fire with his.
Let's go to the phones and say hello to Hank.
Well, Rob, I think one of the most everybody's discussing what would have happened if there'd been, Eagle gun owners in the audience.
Yeah.
We looked at every aspect, and I tend to agree. I mean, even if you didn't hit him in the head, you would certainly knock him down, bulletproof vest notwithstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But the control we need to talk about, which is no one's picked up that I've heard in any of the news media, and theaters were like this when you and I were young, how easy it is to get, once you get your ticket, to go in there and open up that back exit door.
Yes.
It's not gun control, it's door control.
Mm-hmm.
That guy didn't walk through the front door dressed like that. He went out the back, no alarms or anything went off. He propped the door open, changed into his combat gear and came back in. If we have some type of alarm system or a door that only opened if a manual or computer-generated trigger of the fire alarm were accepted, had been mm-hmm. taken place, instead of allowing the general public to use that emergency door as a, overall exit door, this could not have happened. Not like this.
It's funny. I got an email from listener Lloyd who said the theater had a written invisible no weapon policy that prohibited legal concealed weapons. Obviously, the shooter did not honor the policy. And so I think you're right. In the wrong places here. And I don't know, I want to ask you, because if I'm walking down the downtown mall and I'm walking next to somebody who's got a concealed weapon on them, I feel a heck of a lot safer than I would if I was just walking by myself. How about you?
If you're on that downtown mall, that's the only way to do it.
It's
because everything that's going on, they had an incident yesterday. A guy in a store bought a knife.
Mm-hmm.
He went berserk in the store, started stabbing people, and another person was in there with a concealed carry or concealed weapon legally, told the knife-wielding idiot to drop it or he was going to shoot. Guess what? He dropped the knife and the store employees took him down. It proves it right there. But you don't hear that in the mainstream media.
Here's some talk radio caller reaction to the shooting and the debate over gun control that has ensued as usual.
I think that the Second Amendment right to bear arms, just like the First Amendment right, is going to be challenged. You could take away guns, you could take away all assault rifles, to where people just have bats and knives, and crazy people will still commit crazy things. They're just going to find a way. I just think that this can be worked out to an extent by counseling. There was obviously some issues with this gentleman at school, possibly with the family. You nip it in, you know, in the rear ahead of time, these people won't commit these acts. And I got to tell you, it was in a movie theater in Simpson City, California, and the alarms went off. And it is absolutely nerve-wracking because we all sat in the theater not knowing what to do. You're sitting there, you know, ready to see a movie, and I can just imagine how those people felt.
I used to be a prosecutor. I handled things as difficult as child sexual abuse cases, and I'm civil defense litigator now. The prosecution always consults with the victim. The victim doesn't tell them what to do, but they always consult with them just to make sure that they're informing them correctly about what decision the prosecution is going to make. And they do take some of what the victims say into consideration. And with a case like this, with all these victims, not even how many days, of course they're going to want a meeting with all of them to explain their position, to explain how they're going to proceed with the case, because prosecutors owe victims some explanation and some communication. I mean, we don't technically represent the victim. We represent the state of Texas or whatever state you're in. And, you know, I'm sure she'll probably go forward with the death penalty.
You can do all the criminal background checks you want on people before they get a gun. But what about psychological testings? I look on TV, I look at you. You look like a great, normal, clean kind of American man. Psychologically, I don't know what's going on in your life. You know, people don't know. But like I said, you can do all the criminal checks. But what about psychological checks? It's just like you give somebody a driver's license, they get a brand new car, something snaps in their brain, and they go through a crowded intersection and kill 50 people. What do? Blame the car? No, you blame the person. It's not the gun. It's not that piece of metal. It's a person behind that trigger.
The shooting in Colorado is number one. So let's go through from 10 to number one again. Death of Sally Ride is 10. The phone hacking scandal in England, number 9. Obamacare, 8. Chick-fil-A and the gay marriage flap is number 7. White House leaks are 6. Syria is number 5. Summer Olympics, 4. Penn State, number 3. Presidential race, number 2. And the Colorado shooting is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show this week.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.